Hey kids, what do poverty, hunger, cancer, drugs, and terror have in common?
Ooh, I know this one. None of those even exist anymore because the U.S. declared war on them. So they've been obliterated, thoroughly penetrated by government force.
Something like that. Actually, these state-sponsored wars just turned those scary nouns into something scarier. New rent-seeking industries at best, and more often, never-ending nightmares.
Drugs aren't scary. And aren't state-sponsored wars the only kind?
Point. Let's kick off with the War on Poverty, 1964. The aim? Eradicate inconvenient economic realities with a bit of firm federal fisting. The result? Bloated bureaucracy, welfare traps, and a poverty line that refuses to sink.
Instead of lifting people up, programs more often shackled them down to paperwork, creating a permanent underclass that trades dignity for Doritos, the invisible hand tangled in red tape.
The war on poverty has become a war on the poor. Links in the show notes.
You love saying that, don't you? On to 1966 and the war on hunger, supposed to feed the aforementioned poor with food stamps and price controls. What we got? More spending. Songs in the show notes.
Songs?
Can't change nature with a pen, Chuck, but any jackwagon with a pile of GPUs can make music now.
Alrighty then.
My point is, the state's help turned hunger into a regulated lobbying opportunity. Finally, though, the war on cancer in 1971 promised a cure with massive research dollars. Spoiler, cancer's still around, and the funding frenzy funneled your cash into pharma pipelines.
The same pharma that fueled the opioid epidemic with aggressive pain pill pushing and a side of everyone's favorite cocktail, prohibition.
Segway, you say? Here comes the war on drugs, launched in 1970 and cranked up in 1986. Goal? Wipe out narcotics. Reality? Prisons overflow, black markets boom, and a generation of nonviolent offenders are now locked up on our dime. For what exactly?
The drug war cast harmless users as hardened criminals, while cartels grew richer, and the public pays the price in dollars and liberty.
Finally, the war on terror, 2001. Supposed to snuff out terror with a few surgically endless wars. What we actually got? Well, we did get the endless wars, but also a dystopian surveillance state. New and improved terror breeds like ISIS, drone strikes, hundreds of thousands dead, and a global distrust of America.
But also the TSA, Chuck. So there's that. The state's overreach sowed more chaos than calm, proving you can't smother an ideology with a blanket of commercial-grade murder.
Common thread? These state-sponsored sagas turned cures into curses, multiplied the very nouns they targeted, and left everyone but rent-seekers and cronies worse off.
Lesson learned. Let markets, consent, and voluntary swaps handle it. The state's heavy hand? It just holds everyone down, and not in a good way.
The war on nouns?
Classic overreach. Good rhetorical intentions, botched to malicious execution. Total backfire.
For real fixes, drop the war talk and let people trade, innovate, and choose freely. That's how you make these nouns non-starters.
Thanks for tuning into Stupid State Stories. Keep your ears peeled and your minds perked, or something.
See you next time when we strip bare another state absurdity.